Pastor Greg here. So who won the debate? Trump versus Biden, Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. There was a lot of debate all day long today. This is Friday, the day after, and people have asked me my opinion on that. So I'm going to give you my opinion. It does not matter to anyone with a brain. That's who won the debate. It does not matter to anyone with a brain. These videos we upload on several different platforms. They're watched by several thousand people. I want to talk to any of you watching this video who still call yourself undecided, and you say you believe in our Constitution, especially if you claim to be a Bible-believing Christian. How? How can you be undecided? How can these debates even matter? What part of gun confiscation, baby killing, socialism do you not understand?
But I don't like the way Trump talks. Trump says mean things.
Grow up. That has nothing to do with your family, you personally, your church, the Church of Jesus Christ, or anything that matters. I don't like listening to Trump a lot of times. Before Rand Paul dropped out and endorsed him, I was not a Trump supporter. But neither were people like Ben Shapiro, that unsaved Jew at Daily Wire, who didn't even vote for Trump last time. And now he's come to 2020 and he says, you know, anybody who believes in the Constitution has to vote for Trump. I mean, I just want to ask you, undecideds at this point, October 23rd, just I think 2 weeks out from the election, how can you be undecided? I mean, Joe Biden, just go look at his history. He's a liar. He's a plagiarizer. He's an idiot. He's lied about his education. He's lied about where he was brought up and how he was brought up. He's lied about everything. And then his decision-making has been horrible through the years. Fast forward to 2020, and he's in dementia. And if you vote for Joe Biden, you're basically voting for a far-left, libtard socialist named Kamala Harris to be the first black female president of the United States. I care less she's black or female. What I care about is the fact she's a libtard. If Kamala Harris held the same positions as Donald Trump, I'd be okay with her being president. I know some of you Christians especially say, well, I believe in male headship. Well, you know, in the home and in the church, yes. But, you know, there's times where God has used women like Deborah the prophetess. And there's been Margaret Thatchers through the years. I'm just saying, my problem isn't with Kamala's skin color or her sex. And by the way, there are only two sexes. There aren't 1,000 genders. There's just male and female. And again, that's another point. What part of Sodom do you not understand? Joe Biden is in bed with Sodom. Baby killers, socialists, gun grabbers, you name it. How can anybody with two brain cells knocking together, be undecided about who to vote for? At the very least, you could be undecided about whether or not you could vote for Donald Trump. I mean, you know, if you can't vote for Biden, that means you've got sense. And if you say, I just can't vote for Trump, fine. But to be undecided between the two, you are mentally challenged and you are spiritually dead. You cannot have the Spirit of God working in you. You say, well, you're saying they're not saved? They're backslidden carnal at best. No one can be that stupid. And that's how I feel about it. Some people have asked. Some people do care. So I'm sharing that information. Who won the debate last night doesn't matter. The choice is clear. And at the very least, no one with any intelligence can vote for dementia Joe Biden.